how is the relationship changing between the sticker price for a particular student and the price that student actually pays?
Well, both have been rising. The sticker price has been rising somewhat faster than the price that the student actually pays. The discount rate is the amount of institutional aid that an institution provides to a student, and it's calculated as a percent of the tuition and fees. And the discount rate has been steadily increasing from in the early 90s when it was at about 25% of the sticker price to today for new incoming freshmen at private four-year institutions, it's approaching 50%.
And do the discount rates vary based on the different types of school, a private institution versus a public college, a four-year versus a two-year education?
Private colleges have much higher discount rates than public colleges. Part of it is their tuition and fees are much higher. Community colleges are just getting into the discounting game, and their tuition prices are quite low, so their discounts are very low. At the community colleges and at the public colleges, much more of the tuition discounting is merit aid, whereas at the private colleges, there's a lot more that is need-based, in large part because of the price differences.
We heard earlier in the week from an official at Dartmouth College who said that the sticker price there doesn't necessarily reflect the actual cost of an undergraduate spending a year at Dartmouth. What is it that the sticker price then signifies if it doesn't necessarily signify the cost of a student or even the amount of money that a student will actually pay to attend a school?
Oh, that's a very good question. It varies significantly. At the schools that have large endowments and large fundraising programs like Dartmouth, and also that have large research programs, the cost per student is much higher than the sticker price. At other schools where there's not a great deal of fundraising, primarily private colleges, the sticker price can be equal to or even slightly above the cost of providing for the education. At public colleges, the sticker price is much lower than the cost of education because there are significant subsidies from state and local governments and some from the federal government, depending on the institution.
Is it possible that we are headed toward a new paradigm where higher sticker prices are what students from wealthier families are expected to pay, while lower income students can expect some sort of substantial support? And does that potentially then look like a kind of wealth redistribution if it's happening across the higher ed system?
I don't think we've been seeing it happen very much. For example, the biggest level of aid has been the Pell Grants, and those have been held relatively constant. So over time, inflation has eroded the value of those for low-income students. And more schools are being financially challenged and finding it more and more difficult to significantly increase the amounts of aid, especially those going to needy students. We find at the very wealthiest of schools, they've started pulling back from their pledges of no loans to students with incomes with family incomes of less than $100,000 down to $60,000, and they continue to lower it. Many of those schools, more and more schools become what we call need aware, where they look at students' ability to pay and they're making their acceptance decisions. So I don't think we're seeing a major wealth redistribution. The way we see it is low-income students who and middle-income students are flocking to public institutions where the sticker price is lower.
Lucy, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.